This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, August 26th. An ordinance change request coming before Whiteville City Council tonight could help drainage problems in the city. Rutz & Companies is asking that the parking lot size ordinance be changed. Currently, one space is required for every 300 square feet of business. Rutz would like to change that to be one space for every 400. City officials said that change will decrease the amount of impermeable surfaces and allow more natural absorption of stormwater. County commissioners will hold a public hearing on September 15th on proposed changes to the county subdivision ordinance. The changes were requested by the county at the August 25th meeting due to concerns about lot sizes, density, and other issues with residential developments. Deborah Dahl is in district court today facing two felony and 19 misdemeanor counts of cruelty to animals. Some more than 75 dogs were seized from her Hallsboro home in July, then returned when an assistant district attorney failed to follow a judge's orders. 14 of the dogs died while being transported to rescues or treated for chronic health conditions. Whiteville police have arrested a man suspected in an August 15th sexual assault. James Edward Williams, age 43, of 106 Chaffin Street, Chaburn, is being held under no bond, charged with three counts of second-degree forced sex offense and felony breaking and entering. Williams is alleged to have broken into a home in Barbcrest Apartments to attack the woman, according to warrant. He also faces larceny charges for having allegedly stolen 22 cases of beer from the Murphy USA gas station in July. A Hallsboro teen has been charged with breaking into the Van Underwood car dealership in Whiteville early Thursday. Matthew Stephen Freeman, Jr., age 19, was arrested by Whiteville police minutes after he allegedly smashed a window and attempted to enter the Madison Street business. He was charged with breaking and entering and trafficking in cocaine. He was held under $25,000 secured bond. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Labor Day Booze It and Lose It program kicked off yesterday. The annual impaired driving crackdown goes through September 8th. State troopers and local agencies will team up for sobriety checkpoints and intensive patrols searching for impaired and dangerous drivers. The Labor Day holiday is one of the busiest and deadliest on state roads, with 444 alcohol-related crashes during this time period last year. That included 11 deaths. Law enforcement will also be cracking down on impaired boaters. The Wildlife Resources Commission will launch the On the Road, On the Water campaign Wednesday. During Labor Day weekend of 2024, there were 11 boating incidents statewide. Two of those incidents were alcohol-related, and seven ended up with injuries. The Lake Waccamaw Community Yard Sale is September 1st, starting at 7 a.m. Some vendors plan to set up early on Saturday and Sunday. Participants will set up in their yards, driveways, garages, everywhere throughout town. Just look for the flags, find some secondhand treasures, and maybe make some new friends. For more information, contact Ginger Littrell via Facebook. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Rec football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 through 12. Call 910-642-9052 for more. Columbus County Farmers Market is on the road Saturday. The market will hold a pop-up event at the Veterans Memorial Park of America. It'll be a good time to go shopping, and you can enjoy the park. It's located at 6354 James P. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.